now.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. For their judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more thoughts of thinking.
wake up, y'all. Come on. You preachers, stop preaching what you teach. Teach the truth. Wake up, preachers.
Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. No more backwards thinking, times of thinking ahead. Welcome, welcome, listeners all around this beautiful world to Bring Back the Family. I am glad, so glad you tuned in to Bring Back the Family. I am Kathy Clyburn, your host for Bring Back the Family, focus on the youth. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. Keep that in mind. First, we want to acknowledge God with the word, with the scripture. And our scripture is love in action. Love, L-O-V-E, love. And it's coming from Romans 12, 9 through 21. That is Romans 12, 9 through 21. Love in action. Remember that, love in action. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Serving the Lord, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay evil, anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friend, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. And may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his great and mighty words. Okay? No more backwards thinking, times of thinking ahead, and wake up, everybody. And it is a song that says a lot, and it's a call for us as people to wake up, to what's happening around us. It's a call for people to wake up, get engaged, and make a difference. Wake up to the challenges, all the challenges that we've been faced with since the beginning of time, calling for reform and change, awareness, hope, and accountability. Whose responsibility is it? No more backwards thinking, times of thinking ahead. It encourages all people to do better because they can do better when they are faced with a better tomorrow. And who is responsible? And who is willing to sacrifice and to take the responsibility in making this world a better place for our youth to live in? Are we willing to roll up our sleeves and get to it? What are we going to make up in our minds to do? Are we going to be in charge of the next generation passing the torch? Okay. Running the race. Doing great things because we prepare our youth to do so, okay? So our children will be in charge of the next generation. They are the next generation, and they're going to be responsible to pass the torch to the next generation. We got to pass it to them, okay? And they got to race the line. And they're going to be responsible for doing great things because we prepared them. We can do this. Our parents did it for us. Our parents were focused. And they spent time, quality time, so that we would not be a nuisance or a burden to the community and the people around us. Picture this, parents. Young people, not having to worry about your child, your adult child, going out in the community and terrorizing, making a bad name for themselves and a bad name for the family. Okay? So, what are we going to do to make up in our mind? What are we going to do? What are we going to make up in our minds for our youth? Okay? Bring Back the Family. Bring Back the Family is a show that is designed to bring awareness to what we need to do for our youth in order for them to be good, productive citizens so that our youth can contribute and be a contribution to society and others all around the world. And all they need is a good foundation. Just think about that. A good foundation. Did we have a good foundation? Did we have a good foundation? Are we making our names, are we proud of the name that we carry around? Have we gone out and made a bad name for ourselves and our family? So if we could picture that and realize we have to prepare that next generation for life, for what they need to do. We need to give them exactly and better than what we had so that they can be good, productive citizens. Because if we don't, we will be the victims. We'll be the victims of not giving them what they need to make it, okay? And we've been on Bring Back the Family for over a year. Changing the Friday. We're going to see how Friday works. I like it. It's the end of the day. And okay, sweetie, yeah, you can. It's the end of the day. And our kids been to school all week. They've been to school all week. What have we given them? What have we asked them? What have we inquired about what it is that they are, what they've done all week? Did they have any homework? But did we ask them, did they have any homework? And, you know, it's like I said, we've been on the show for over a year, and we've talked about a lot of topics, a lot of issues. And it's a consensus that our youth need education. They do need education. They need a secular education, and they need a Christian education. Okay? They need a secular education so that they can be able to take care of themselves. You know, they need to know how to read, write. They need to go to college. They need to be able to get a career so that they can take care of themselves. And then they need that Christian education for guidance. For wherever they go all around this world, they're going to need it. They need to know how to conduct themselves, okay? And so we need to give them both and to benefit them, Christian education and a secular education. And like I said, it's just the Christian education is for guidance, because they're going to run into people all through their life like we did, and they need to know how to distinguish, you know, the good from the bad, and be able to go to school and be safe, get good grades, all of that, and just be able to handle trouble. Because we're not around them all the time. We don't always know what they're going to be doing. All we're going to do is put them out there and try to put them out there right. But they need the same God that we used and that we believe in. Okay? And they need both to be able to make it in this world. All right? And so how do we propose to help our youth? How do we suppose to do this? How do we propose to give them a formal education? How do we propose to give them a Christian education? How are we going to do that? So we are proposing block by block. Do something on your block, okay? Do something on your block to help our youth to get what they need to make it. It's just simply giving back, caring, sharing, giving them the love that we got, being concerned about them, having conversations, buying a book or two and giving it to them, letting them know that you care about them, okay? Taking them on outings and field trips. I mean, just giving them a hug. And those are the things that we got. You want to be able to share, care, love, and be a positive role model. Positive role model and a good example that our youth can see and learn and live by. How that sound? Yeah, how that sound? So block by block. I tell you, I always give you a rundown of what I do on my block with my youth. It's about 9 of us, and we really have a good time. This week, what did we do this week? They're here now. They want to be here, and I'm glad that they want to be here.
Riverwood High School Fall Festival.
That's what we did. We went to the Riverwood High School Fall Festival, and they had games, and they had a lot of
animals,
a lot of activities for them to
doing on the train.
Right. a lot of activities, train, a petting zoo. They rode horses and ponies and things like that. And that didn't take, but it was from 3 to 6, and it didn't take a lot of time. We got there 4:30, and we were back home by 6:37. And so it didn't take a whole lot of time. And so if we just get to know the parents, if we get to know our neighbors like we used to know all our neighbors, and we used to help one another with everything. We used to help one another with each other's children. And so it's the same thing. It's just a different year, a different time. And the same love that we got and gave back then, we should still be able to give that love now. You know, it's a lot going on in the world right now. And our youth, they need us now more than ever. You know, it's our responsibility to make sure they have what they need to make it. Okay? It's our responsibility. And like I said, it's a lot going on in the world. And our youth need us more than ever before. And all it takes is just having, you know, a heart to care, having a heart to be able to just say it's a need. And that these kids need love, and love it just comes from your heart, and it's easy. Just having a good conversation and being polite to somebody is showing love. Giving them a book is showing love. There's a lot of things we could do. We just have to be creative and just want to do it, and we want to. We have to want to see a better day. We have to want the best for our youth that's coming up, you know, behind us. And, you know, and these are God's children. They're God's children. And he will bless us for blessing them. He'll give us whatever it is we need to help them. Just got to put forth an effort to make up your mind that, okay, I'm going to help. I'm going to get on my block, and I'm going to do something for the youth. Because these are the same ones that's going to grow up, and we're going to need. We're going to need them, okay? We need our little young boys to grow up and protect us. They need to be our police officers. They need to be our attorneys. Our lawyers, our judges, our doctors, okay? And if we don't give them what it is that they need to make it, we don't make sure that they're getting, you know, the good grades and they're going to school and they're, you know, having good behavior and all those things, then we won't be able to see what we need to see. We won't be able to have what we need to have as far as them being professionals, okay? We're just going to continue to discuss the importance of being involved with shaping our children's future. We're going to discuss a 90-day run, tell you what that's all about. We're all in this fight for the next generation together. Okay? Block by block. Do something on your block to help the youth get what it is they need to make it. Okay? So we're going to just jump in. If you want to have a word to say, you want to participate in the conversation, the roundtable, discussion, just press 1. You're welcome to join us. We have Ms. Jackie Vandergriff with us today. I'm a co-host, and she's been just really rolling with us and doing great work and research to help us keep this train moving. And it is moving. We're going to try Fridays, and we're going to see where it takes us. Okay.
So hi, Miss Jackie.
Well, hello, Miss Kathy. How are you?
Just wonderful. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm kind of enjoying this late Friday evening to wind down and to be graced by your presence. And I thank you, and I thank the listening world for coming in, joining in, helping us out on this endeavor. But I like that idea you were saying about the 90-day rule, taking 90 days to work out with our youth. And, you know, when we were talking about that, you were saying something about beyond the report card. And in order for our children, and I like so what you were saying, you're saying realistic expectations for our kids. And I kind of like that because, number one, beyond the report card, they need to build their self-esteem, knowing that they are great. So what you did was, and another thing I liked when you was talking about the book club, because you know you are an avid reader, and you were saying that where in the book club, one book club, a child will be an author, pretend to be the author of the book. They are not, they didn't write it, but that means they have to have read it. So you don't know which child you're going to select that particular day for that 30-minute show to be the author. So everybody will be asking them questions about what they read. Why did person X meet so-and-so out to lunch? And the author would explain to the group. That is something that's a realistic expectation of our youth. And I like the idea that you said that you want to open it up because if it's done on Zoom, they can come from anywhere and tune in on Zoom and be a willing participant. That's reaching out past the community that we live in and reaching out into to the nation that other children can be involved into this. So I like what you're saying in the direction that you're growing beyond the report card. Well, when the child go to school and they already feel like they are behind because for different reasons, it could be a health reason. It could be something that is going on at home. It could be several reasons. But if we can make that child feel more comfortable and be able to participate in the classroom, we might be able to go to the school and see if the parents would allow us, as they say, to be the adopt a kid. You don't have to have a kid in person if you don't know them, but you could do it on Zoom. And you could help them with provide, help them with their homework, encourage them over the phone, and do be consistent. Having them becoming consistent. So, fine, you're starting out on Monday morning. Maybe you would say on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That Friday, the overview of what did you complete this week of the homework? Because the child would say, oh, I don't have any homework. Well, you had something you had to study. So let's go over what some of the things that you had to study. So we can bring that grade up. If they have a B, we can bring it up to an A. If they have a C, bring it up to a B. If they have a D, bring it up to a C. If they have a F or E, let's bring it up to a C. So I like where you're going with that and having an incentive. I like the incentive. Incentive of in the book club where the author pretending, the one that pretended to be the author and that stood out and answered the questions, get a $5 gift card. The children would love incentives mm-hmm. like that. But guess what? Every time they're reading, they're learning how to comprehend. And if they're learning how to read or be consistent with their reading, they're helping their other, solve other problems in school, other word problems, other science problems, because now their mind is becoming trained. We're training them. So how do we help our children that are struggling academically? Meet with the teachers. Why is it, I mean, you know, maybe we can have a conversation with the teacher, because at that particular time we are working with the children if the parents give us authority, authorization, organized learning support community, communicate openly and remain a pillar of support. So I like where you're going with this, and I like, and I took some notes when you were talking to me about this, how we can motivate our children, build a reward system. I like that, a point system. And you already do that with your children now, where they receive a treat when they do good things and when they complete an assignment or complete doing things that's positive. Like being at your door on a Sunday morning to go to church, and for the reward of the joy of going to church. Now, that's important, because you're not only taking them to church, but they are happy for going to church. You know, so now you have a child that's learning the word. And they want to learn the word, because now they're beating you. I mean, they're ready before you are. And that's a
big deal.
Right. So these children are enjoying, you have embraced them to enjoy going to church, enjoying learning the word. Like Pastor O said, they have to know the, even though they have the academics, but also they have to have the spiritual connection to become balanced. And, you know, good health, drinking water, eating the right foods also helps balance the brain cells, and they become a pillar of our community, something that we can be proud of. Now, also, we have the little lazy kids. Consistency is the key. So if you take 30 minutes with that child 3 times a week, well, that's consistency. Well, we know 3 times a week, but maybe 30 minutes, they are not lazy, because you have expectations. And I think that we could get some parents on board, that the children can sit down with somebody over Zoom and be able to take about 30 minutes to go over an assignment, to share with them and help them get to the right, on the right level with it, so they can become some of our scholars in school. So they can become, they know how to compete to win. And that's very important with our children, teaching them how to compete with themselves, compete to be on top, to compete to be valedictorian, to compete to be at the top of their class, to have the expectation to be able to want to win that scholarship. So I like what are you doing, and I like where you're going with this. And I, if I missed something that you talked about, another thing I think I missed about the child that the grades dropped, it's important that we talk to them earlier. And we know that rewards and punishment don't work if you want your child to have a loving learning experience. So what I'm saying is that, okay, say your child got an F, in a subject, what reason did they get the F? Did they get the F because they were lazy and didn't turn the paper in? Or did they get the F because they did not take the time to study? So once we get a clear understanding where the child is and where they are going, we can know how to handle the situation, okay? Because we have expectations of your greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I covered almost everything that you talked about today, and we can open up the mic so somebody else can chime in.
Yeah, somebody chime in, press one. Yeah, you know, expectations are important because if we don't have any expectations for them, then what are, you know, what will they expect? I mean, what ideals will they have? They'll have their own ideals. So if we don't expect nothing from them, what do you think we're going to get? Nothing from nothing is nothing. Yeah.
One of the things
that's important.
This is a great concern of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think no child should have an F on a report card.
Right.
Because from mm-hmm. day one, everybody starts out with an A.
Mm-hmm.
And it drops down from that A to every time they miss a class assignment. It drops. Well, let's be there to block the first drop. When that A dropped to a B,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, time for us to get in tune with why is that A dropping to
mm-hmm.
a B? If that,
right.
if that assignment is late, we need to know the itinerary, how you mark a late assignment. And that child, it's imperative that that child get that assignment in. What do they need to study? Because, you know, you have kids today get a piece of paper, printed paper, and they don't have a book to put in their hand. Okay? And that's what I like about the book club that you want to put together, because it gives them a book in their hand. And it's something
mm-hmm.
about the book in the hand and the brain. It kind of connects together and triggers off some curiosity. So the sheet of paper they give the kids to work on, they're getting away from the book in the hand. And I think that is they're losing concentration there. So I like the idea of the book in the hand that you're speaking about. And I think that
mm-hmm.
We need to reach out to our children because they are young leaders. And when they are
mm-hmm.
the author of this particular segment, the chapter one, then that means that they can share this with their other friends and they can come on. Parents can be there listening. As well, they could answer questions or ask questions to the office as well and make this a family thing where
mm-hmm.
you're connecting and communicating because you're taking the time out to take 30 minutes from your day, 30 minutes from their day, and nobody is texting.
Right. They're doing some actual communicating, right. Mm-hmm. That's true. And we have to step up and just do more. We really just have to do it. You know, I talk to people every day about the youth. It's like, and I'm hearing so many negative things. It's just like one lady I spoke with today. She went to three young people's 20 and under, 21, 22, something like that, funerals. You know, we're losing our young people. And I just let her know, I said, but, you know, we have to be the ones to step up. We have to do this. You cannot wait until they get grown, you know, 18, 20, to start to tell them to read, write, you know, and get involved, you know. They have to get involved early, you know. And, you know, she was just saying just the different things that's not right. I said, but we're not right. We have to be the ones to help our own children. We just can't keep sending them to school and not going up to check on them. You know,
well,
not getting them a tutor when they need a tutor. Not, you know, like I say, be a parent to go to the teacher conferences or just be up at the school volunteering for just an hour. We're all focused and just, you know, in the wrong realm of what we need to do for our kids. Now we see all the violence, we see everything that's going on, but when are we gonna, you know, just dig in and say it has to change, something better has to happen for our kids, because we don't know when we're gonna get that knock on the door. Everybody is in danger. Everybody is affected here, and so yes. Expectations. Give them something
like,
that they can compete with. Be consistent.
But now,
you know, take them to church.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at your 90-day plan. I'm sorry to cut you off. Finish. We can do that after you finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Because sometimes you have to, because you might lose your thought. I don't want you to lose your thought.
Okay, well,
go ahead.
You were talking about the 90-day run.
Uh-huh.
So now you have about how many children? You said about 9?
Mm-hmm.
So all of those 9 children, do you think, and I'm not going to put them on the spot, but
mm-hmm.
do you think that it would be something that we could do the 90-day run, selecting one or two of them, and said, hey, let's sit down on Zoom, let's chime in on Zoom and look
mm-hmm.
at what you did in school today, and let's see if we can
on
them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, my kids, they have gotten to the point now that they're coming to me like, okay, this is what I learned at school today. You want to hear it? You know, and so I've been asking them all this time, what's going on in school? What you do in school? You know, what you learned? Tell me what you learned. So now as soon as they get home, they come knocking and they want, you know what we did in school today? And they're ready to tell me that. So they're ready to, further. And they're ready to learn. They're ready. They know that it's a responsibility now, you know. And so now they're taking the initiative. And so, like I said, all you have to do is just do it and let them know that you're concerned about them. And look, they'll do the rest. Yeah.
That's
so yeah, I would love to do that. And even today, you know, they're here now. Some of them are here now, and. So, you know, we don't have any activities that we were doing today. We're supposed to go to golf tomorrow, but they canceled that. So we might do some other things. But I'm home, so they came over. Anything we're going to do today? So I gave them a book to read. But now I'm like, okay, now I need to set my house up to where we have like a reading room so that they could go in and get them a book and relax and be comfortable and read their book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know they were going to come over today, but it's cool. But I had a book for them to read, but now I need to set up a spot where they could go and read and make it cozy for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I like that they're interested now, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
and that they know that someone else is interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do mm-hmm. some great things with them over the summer, and there's other people that do great things with them. And
mm-hmm.
I know some of them, they were going to listen today. I'm wondering if they're on here because I know that they have some programs set up for kids as well.
Well, if they are on, they can press 1 if you have something that you want to talk about that you're doing in the community, that you're doing with the youth that you want to share. You are welcome, so you can press 1 and I'll know where you are. Yeah, and just press 1 and I'll be able to have you on. Yeah. Well, they haven't pressed 1 yet. So anybody is welcome. Everyone is welcome. So if you want to chime in and have a word to say, then you're welcome to do that. Just press 1. Okay. So, yes. Okay. Yep, so that I'm just happy about, you know, what was taking place and that they are excited, like you said, excited about going to church. They're excited about being active and going to places and being sociable and they're learning, you know, they're learning how to have good behavior, all of that, you know, because if you don't take them out and let them socialize with other people and other cultures and all that, then they won't, they really won't know how. They won't know how to behave or anything like that. So it's a work in progress, and at least they're interested. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just texted the person. They was not on as of yet, and I told them, I said, oh, my goodness, I just called you out. But you know what? Now, your young people are there. With one of them, how would they feel about a book club? Would you have anybody, one of the young people that would like to speak?
Let me see. Next. Anasia. I'm gonna put you on. You want to talk about? Were you listening? Okay. So, do you? I'm gonna click you on, and then you can. A book club. How would you like to be involved in a book club? I have someone wants to ask you some questions, so I'm going to pick you on. Go in there so we won't have to be hearing each other, okay? Here, take this with you. Okay. All right. Let me see. Where's she at? Okay, Ms. Jackie, we have Anasia on. And,
Anasia.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, if we was creating a book club and that the book was The Child That Climbed the Ladder and Anasia was the author of the book. You are the imaginary author of the book, okay?
Okay.
And we have a book, and we have a book club. And in this book club, you will be the author of the book club, and maybe because you have read the first chapter, and maybe what we did was we gave you a gift card, a $5 gift card incentive for participating. And you played the role as the actor, as the author of the book. Would you find that exciting?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why we want the opinion of a young person. We want to know where the young person, how the young person is thinking. And so if I would ask you to read chapter 1 to be prepared to come in on that particular day, and you pretend like you're the author that wrote chapter 1, and everybody else is asking you questions. How do you feel about that?
I'm good.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what we want to hear from young people. Okay? Because
okay.
Guess what? You are going to become our leaders, and this is going to work with you to help you be the one to help generate what you're trying to do. And I like that about you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Anasia,
so what are some of the things that you like that that we do together on our block?
I like to go golfing. I like to help you with stuff around the block. And I like to go places with you, like fun places. It can either be like a carnival or something. And go out like, golfing, go golfing every day, kind of. So my favorite thing is to go and golfing.
Okay. And what do you like about the incentives?
Good.
Good. Sometimes they forget about their incentive and they don't even think about it. At first they say, well, where's our $5, you know, but now they don't even talk about it. they're just happy to be a part of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you, Anasia.
You're welcome, Kathy.
And I like that because now we're looking at a young lady that is our future, and she's willing to be a part of this journey that we're going on. And she's stepping out to be maybe one of our first leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was comfortable speaking. A little nervous at first, but then she became comfortable speaking amongst people. And that's good because later in their life, she might be a great author.
Right, you never know unless they try. Unless we, you know, put them up to it. Yeah,
that's
it. Yeah, we have to introduce them to just many things. You just never know what they'll gravitate to. Mm-hmm. They end up being great. Now when we travel in the van, they get to singing sometimes, and I don't know if she knows, but excuse me, if her parent knows, but she has a beautiful voice.
Okay.
She really does. Mm-hmm. She's musically inclined, and I know she said she wrote a song, so I think maybe she do know that she's musically inclined, but she does have a beautiful voice. Yes. And so when you discover those kind of things, those are gifts. When you discover your kid's gift, then you're supposed to enhance it, you know, get her some music lessons, you know, put her in music, make sure that she, she'll be able to use her gift now and later. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully her mom knows, and I'll make sure I let her know, even if she might already know. But, yeah, she has a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what? And that is a God-given gift,
mm-hmm.
You know. That's a God-given gift. That she has, and so they have so many gifts.
Mm-hmm. They do. And you really have to be in tune with your children, you know, with the youth. You have to be in tune with them so that you can see. And it'll jump out at you. It will
right.
jump out at you, but we need to know how to make sure that they use them. Yeah, because we, I mean, our kids are very talented, very talented. And we just have to make sure that they use what they have and know that they, and let them know that they have gifts. Let them know what a gift is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. That is so right.
So if you want to have a word, if you want to tell us about a program that you have going on, anything that you want to share with the listeners, just press 1 and we will put you in the host queue. Okay.
I think
and
so.
You can be able to speak.
Kathy, Kathy, Teresa just joined us. I think you wanted her to press 1. Am I correct?
Right, right. Just press the number 1, and then I'll know which. Are you 0735?
Hi, how are you? How's everybody doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
God is good. Hey, he got me through this day, and I'm thanking him as I talk to you guys in my head.
For sure, for sure. Well, thanks for joining us, Bring Back the Family. Glad to have you. What do you have to share with us today?
Well, as you know, Kathy, and some of your listeners know, I've been working in the community for many, many years around environmental justice. And that encompasses clean air, clean water, and clean soil, and a healthy environment for our children to go to school and be safe. Well, there's some scholarship money out there in forms of a grant. And they want Black, they want BIPOC, Indigenous youth from the ages of 18 to 24 to fill out this form for this money. And what they want to do is teach the young people about the environment, about climate crisis, and about social justice through art, music, and EJ workshops. And I would like to tell your listeners, you know, if they give me their information, I'll send them the application. It's coming up soon. So time is of the essence, and I'll be available to help them as much as I can.
Wow.
And the scholarship is $5,000 per student, and it starts next year. I don't know the particulars. I don't know if it's virtual or hybrid. I don't know if it's in-person and virtual or just virtual.
Okay. And what's the age?
The ages are 18 to 24. 18 to 24 years old.
Okay. And what can they do with this after they get the training?
And that's the question. I think that they can apply it to whatever they choose, or they create a program to highlight what they learned. I don't know how far your listeners go, but if you drive through Southwest Detroit 48217, up and down Visker, Electric, and 4th Street, you will see murals that are being painted by young people to highlight the challenge that we face. Pollution has no boundaries. We need to breathe clean air. You know, clean air matters and things like that. And so they can understand that we are here. We're fighting for our children to have the right to breathe. Our children, the right to be born into a healthy environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need to hold the people responsible accountable. And so through the young people learning early about how to protect Mother Earth, they can learn about the climate crisis that we're in the middle of right now. Everybody knows about the fires out there in California, Colorado. Everybody knows about what happened to Florida, St. Myers, and Naples, and other states during Ian's rampage a couple of weeks ago. And that's part of climate change. It has to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And we want our young people to learn how to respect Mother Earth.
All right. Wow. Yes, you have been in the community for a long time. Ms. Landrum, Teresa Landrum, she has been in the community for a long time, giving us information and being a community advocate for the people. Okay, so where will we get this?
Well, Kathy, do you mind if I give my email? I can give my email, and anybody interested can email me and say, I'm interested in the grant program for Black and BIPOC and Indigenous students. They can put that in their grant, and you know, Black BIPOC. And so my email is T, all this is lowercase, it's T as in Tom, _, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in Dog, R as in Robert, U as in Up, M as in Mary, 05@yahoo.com. And I'm going to repeat that, T_Landrum05@yahoo.com. So thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Thank you for joining us, and don't be a stranger. That's some good information.
Okay.
And any more information you have to share, do not be a stranger.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All righty.
All right. What a blessing. Okay, so if anybody has more information on that, she gave the email T_Landrum, LANDRUM05 at yahoo.com. Okay, that is great. Well, we sure will.
That's a lot to write.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, anybody else have anything they want to say or discuss? Just press one. Okay. All right, Miss Jackie, let me see, where are you?
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, I guess, you know what?
Let me put my notes. Let me see. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Whether we waiting for what, Pastor O, or did you have someone else?
Yeah, well, we're just going to, we'll continue on. And anybody want to press one? Have anything to say? We just want to continue to just encourage us to be the, you know, what our kids need. It's like they're out there by themselves, and they need us to step up. Okay, they need us to step up and to just give them what we have. We have so much to give. And, our children are, I'm just saying, they're suffering right now. There's so much going on right now. And we have what we need to give them, but we need to give it to them. We do. Ms. Jackie talked about the the Upbound. My notes are a little scattered here today. One second. Okay, yeah. So we were Jackie was talking about the grades when they just like drop, everybody starts out with an A in the beginning. They start out with an A, and if they drop a grade, we should be trying to find out why that grade was dropped.
I agree with you on that, because if we intervene early and see, a lot of times what happens is the teachers have so many children in the classroom that they're overcrowded in the public schools. So they are not able to reach out with every child. But if we can start doing some small interventions where the parents would allow us to go on Zoom and spend 30 minutes with them after they get out of school to go over with what they learned in school, the next day they'll be prepared to answer some questions, you know. And I agree, because we want to put a stop to dropping the grades. We want them to start as A. We want them to maintain as an A. Everybody's not going to get an A. But if your B or C is the best that you can do, that, to me, that's a good A. But if that's the best you can do. But the thing about it is that no child wants to come home and give their parent a bad report card. Okay? That's their form of the ultimate embarrassment. Even though they have been struggling and they know that they might have not been doing what they needed to do, or they didn't take the time to do it, but the point is we want to prevent the embarrassment. We want you to be proud when you come home. And that helps build a better future. Because if you feel good within yourself and you know that I am, look in the mirror, I am beautiful. I love me. And when they get that good grade, they feel like they're on top of the world. I think that I like the slogan. Let's stop the grades from dropping at an early point.
Okay, so the 30-day rule. So, what is it? Are we giving ourselves 30 days to correct? What's the breakdown of that?
Well, one of the things is that if you have, and I was looking at the time factor, and then you have to look at how many off days they have throughout the school year, and I think from the beginning they are in school supposed to be 180 days out of the year. So if we're teaching a child on this, okay, if we're taking a child and we are working with them, and say the first progress report came out, well, you know, I did an example of that in the last couple of weeks, monitoring some grades that needed to be corrected with someone. And one particular grade that was at an F, we were able to get it up to a C. And the smile on that young person's face, that they didn't have an A, but that C was a whole lot better than an F. And they were so happy for that C, because they knew that they was going to have to, and if we had started early, they knew they was going to have to face their parents with that F. And one of the things that I explained to the parents the first thing, you know, we can't do this. We can't compare children. Because the first thing they said, oh, so-and-so got an A. All A's on their report card, and you have C's. Well, this person worked harder in the last couple of weeks than that person that got all A's. And we must reward that child for that effort. And it kind of broke the child's spirit a little bit. But then when we talked, I talked to the parents individually without the child being in that room, that parents, I explained to them, this is a child that worked very hard to bring an F to a C within 2 weeks. Then they kind of understood. I said, and then this is something I learned from you. Let them go back out and be sure that it's their idea that they decide to change their mind and reward them for their hard work. They didn't know that they took 2 weeks and worked so hard, and they just lifted that child back up. So we have to make sure that we don't compete kids again in the family. Well, so-and-so got A's, and you received D's and C's and D's, or a few F's, okay? So what I'm saying here is that the 90-day plan is going to start working with our children to make sure that on their report card that we can see progress. And if we could meet with them on by Zoom and get permission from the parent and also from the principal at the school to see if we could work with the parents, gave us authority to work with the children, so we can get some communication with the teacher and find out what they're studying, what they're working on. So to help them with that grade. It's almost like a little tutoring session.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Okay. Hey, I think whatever works. I'm willing to try any and everything. I just want the parents to be more involved. And, you know, and I think we just need to, if we could, you know, it's like a rally to get the parents involved, you know, and let them know that we are for the kids. And the kids need to know the parents that the parents are for them, you know. They do so much better. Mm-hmm.
It might be good, and you're right, that the parent is sitting with them while they're studying, going through this process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set up a time where mom, dad, or present, and while they are concentrating for that 30 minutes, make it worth their time and don't waste a second. I think that will work. That's a step towards getting the parents.
Yeah, I mean family time is important, and we have to get back to that. I mean, if you just spend an hour a day just in family time, that's not much, but it's a start, you know. And if they just recognize and just getting back to that, just, you know, getting it in your mind that, you know, family.
Mm-hmm.
It's family time, and just spend that time. That 1 hour of family time, letting your kids know that you're interested in them. Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a long way to go, but we got some good ideas here, and I think that if we start it, then it'll take off.
Yes, it'll
take off, yeah. Okay, Ms. Jackie, this is our first Friday, and it was good. I like Friday. We're going to see how this goes, because Sunday is good, too. We had some little technical difficulties that we couldn't do Sunday, but we'll see how this goes. And sometimes I like to do activities and things with the kids on Sunday, so the show kind of, you know, interferes with that, and we have to wait until the show is over for us to be able to do some activities, and then it's, you know, the season has changed, and so it gets dark early. So we're going to see how Friday go for, you know, a month or two, and let God have his way, because this is all his plan. So I'm just going through the motions of what it is he wanted to do for him and for the youth.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I've enjoyed today. Mm-hmm. We learned so much of the idea that having a grants for our youth. Young adults to be able to earn some extra money. I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when they have these type of programs, they might be meeting once a month and for so many weeks. And that in itself is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good on your resume that you are involved with it.
Well, good. I'm going to look forward to some more things that Ms. Landrum has in store. Like I said, she's working in the community all the time, and she has some good information, and we look forward to her joining us more.
No, I was just saying that I've worked with her for a long time, and she do come to us a lot of good information, and to have a platform to share it is very important.
Yes. And we have to tell more people about it so that we can have, you know, the resources that we need, because people have a lot of resources to share. And it's a lot of things that that we need, that our kids need, that people have and they want to give to us. But we have to, you know, be able to be tuned in order to be able to get those resources, okay? Okay. I have a candidate running for the school board of the city of Ecorse, and she's going to come on and talk to us about her plans and what she's doing, and give her a chance to speak with us. Hello, Ms. Keela Freeman McFall, are you with us? Ms. Freeman?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing okay. Good evening, everyone. As Kathy stated, this is Keela Freeman McFall, and I'm with the Ecorse School Board, the Ecorse Public School System, and I'm up for re-election November 8th. So I was asking for, you know, everyone's support. Ecorse Public Schools, we currently open another school, which is the Hague Academy, which was, if everyone knew, it was the old Drew Academy. And I was speaking with one of our financial school, and they were like, we were one of the only districts that was opening schools when we have a lot of school districts that are closing due to poor enrollment. So if Ecorse have a lot of things available, starting from the pre-K all the way up until the 12th grade. There is so many programs, I really can't keep up with them. But we have CTE programs that if the students get involved, they will be able to work with the program. GM donated 2 trucks to teach the kids you know, how to work on the vehicles or whatever. And the program is designed that once they complete 2 years of the program with us at the high school and upon their graduation, they would automatically get a job through GM. So we have that program going on. We have cosmetology program where actually the students do the community's nails, hair, or whatever. You have to make an appointment just like a beauty school available. So that's the cosmetology. The upcoming programs that we have at our, it was the old Kennedy, but it's where our administrative office is our on out of drive. We're opening up a culinary program as well. We have a nursing program, a CNA program that is not only available for our students, it's available for the parents and siblings or whoever want to become a CNA, where you complete your, we have a life that come out and train and teach, and then they actually help you get your license. They pay for the license as well. They have so many programs that we also have a clinic, a community clinic, which the community clinic was available to anyone to come in. It was almost like, going to the doctor. It's a clinic. You can go in, get your vaccinations, and go in and see a doctor or a nurse. And people didn't know. So we didn't have a lot of participation because people didn't know that it was available right up there off of out of drive. So if we don't get a lot of participation, they will be closing that down. But I think that was something good for the community as well. So what I've done, I'm constantly reaching out to our superintendent, having him to publicize, let people know what we have available. So they can stop by because I, would hate for us to lose that. But if people don't know about it, they can't participate. I also opened up a community closet. And what this community closet is for the students. A lot of times the students come in inappropriately dressed. And sometimes their parents even drop them off school knowing that they're inappropriately dressed. So what I did, me and a couple community people, friends of mine, we opened a closet. And the closet is not only for our students, it's for the community as well. I remember when my sons, they play sports. So on some Fridays, their coaches would have them dressed up with the button-up shirt. And to be presentable, that Friday before the game or whatever, have some professionalism. And so I was like, wow. And every week, I'm running to the store, buying them shirts. So I end up accumulating a whole lot of shirts. And then I had a lot of people in the community to donate nice shirts, nice pants and slacks and jackets and coats. So it's just, we have a lot of things going on. So I had asked the superintendent, how are we advertising it? So a lot of our stuff is advertised on our Equest Public School website. So if you go there and check that out, you will see what we have to offer for everybody. But community closet also, it just didn't have clothes. It had like personal care items. I did get some donations, and I had some clothes for babies. I didn't have a lot, but I had more things donated that were men. But I do have stuff for the young ladies as well, T-shirts and dresses and stuff of that nature. So it's open to the community. And I believe it's on a Wednesday where the community can actually come and pick out some stuff if some – your family member has an interview and they don't have, a button-up shirt or something nice, they can come and visit our closet. But our biggest problem is advertising and letting people know what we have available. But Equus have a whole lot going on for our kids. And I'm sure I forgot a whole lot of other stuff that we have, but those were some of the things that were kicking out that I could remember, but we have a lot. And you know, eCourse is on the move. It's on the move. The city is on the move as well as our school district. So if anybody have any questions about anything, you can feel free to give me a call or, like I said, go to our website, eCourse Public Schools, and they have that, all the information available. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So did anyone have any questions?
Any questions, you can press one.
And then also, if you have any concerns or questions or something that you may want a program or something at the school, we have our meetings the first and the third Monday of each month at 6 p.m. So it's a meeting that the board have, but it's open to the public. So you will have an opportunity you know, to participate in the meeting as well. But they're every first and third Monday of the month at 6 p.m.
Okay. So if you're an eCourse resident, you know, voting day is November the 8th. And remember Keila Freeman McFaul on the ticket. And, you know, Ms. McFaul is Keila. She's also been a foster parent, and she has fostered over, I'm sure, 100 kids, and she just have a heart for children and the youth, and she's one of those parents that's always at the school, seeing about her kids and seeing about her kids' friends as well, and her house was like the kid house, and so. Like I said, she's very in tune to the youth and their well-being. She helps a lot of the youth that in the foster care system and around the community, the youth that no one else wants to help. And she adopted a daughter, and just she really tackles the rough ones. She tackles the rough ones, and she's been able to handle. So she does have a heart for the youth, have a heart for the kids, and she would be a great candidate to reelect. Yes, she would, because you have to be a certain kind of person to be able to take all kinds of children and youth into your home. And she would handle the population that no one, you know, that it was hard to get homes for, and did a very good job at that. So
yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Keila. We appreciate
and
you
I'm
and
also
all your hard
asking,
work and that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to say this. I'm also asking for prayers because my mom used to tell me, oh, you know, politics, you know, can be kind of dirty. It's kind of rough. And I'm like, no, I don't think on a school board. I don't think that would be kind of rough. Well, it is. And you do really have to be prayed up. I know that God is my protector. God is everything, you know, so I rely on him. But, you know, we put some signs out. We're working with the kids. And, you know, I got some complaints on Facebook. I have gotten so far some signs pulled up and laid down. I remember 8 years ago when I ran, they took about 20 of my signs and put them in a field across from the eQuest Public Library, you know, so just, you know, keep me in prayer and probably all of the candidates in prayer, you know, that we want to do the right thing, run a fair race. I don't think that trying to pull somebody else down or make somebody else look bad, you know, for your benefit, I don't think that that's nice. So keep all of us in prayer, you know, that we want to do the right thing because my heart is for the kids and doing the right thing. And sometimes when you question people that are not doing the right thing, it's a problem, you know, it's a problem. So I know. Just keep me in your prayer.
Right. And all of my kids went out and helped Sister Freeman, Ms. Freeman, Keila, to distribute their literature, and they were happy to do it. It was a great time. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also, Keila has two sons, and they were, tell them about what happened with their sons right quick.
Superintendent sent me an email, and I check my texts before I check my emails a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So he texted me and asked me to look at my email. So I go back through my phone and look through the email, and I see him responding, but I couldn't see where he was responding, who he was responding to. So after I read, or, you know, tried to decipher what he was saying, I called, and the Drew Barrymore Show contacted him, and I said, well, how did they get in contact with you? He said, I don't know. And they got in contact with him and asked, did he know Darius and Malachi? And he said, yeah, they, you know, they were students of Equus Public Schools, yeah, you know, and their mom is on the school board. And so they asked, could he get in contact with us? And because they were interested in doing an interview for the Drew Barrymore Show. So yesterday, I talked with the producer, actually a couple of days ago, and we set up a Zoom meeting yesterday, and we were interviewed with the producer in Chicago. So she said what her job is to find stories, interesting stories and heroes and stuff of that nature across the country. And then she transfers her information over to the producers in New York. So if they think it's a story, you know, that they want to talk about and have on their show, they will get back in contact with us in a couple of weeks. So we actually did the interview yesterday for the, you know, for the first part. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, but if they like it, they will fly us to New York and have us on the Drew Barrymore Show. So my one son, Malachi, said, you know, I'm tired of being interviewed. I say, why? He say, because I stutter. I say, well, you just have to take your time. Take your time. Don't be nervous. Don't be excited, you know, and just take your time. And then one of the conditions is that you have your COVID test. So I say, in order for you to, you know, be in front of Drew Barrymore, but Malachi is not vaccinated, so pray for me and pray for him that he'll get vaccinated because he, you know, he never been vaccinated and doesn't want to be vaccinated. So, but I thought it was just an honor, and I am so proud of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they interviewed Darius, and he was, they were asking, you know, about, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I'm looking at him, and he did okay, but he didn't say, it's amazing, he didn't say anything about, you know, his condition and him needing a kidney, you know, he didn't say anything. So she said, well, if you have any more information that you would like to share, you know, give me a call. So I come upstairs, and I came in my room. I say, listen, I say, my heart really is filled with joy. I said, but Darius left out this part. He did that being selfless, not even thinking about himself because he's not even supposed to be lifting. And I think the guy may have been over 240 or 50 pounds. He didn't even think about it, him or Malachi. They just saw him in need and just pulled him out and, you know, not thinking about his own self. And I say that's the kind of, you know, young men they are. And she said, you got to be kidding. He didn't say anything. I say, yup. I say, he's, you know, he's in need of a kidney. And she said, I mean, that is awesome. You know, so I just thank God, you know, for Darius and Malachi, for him letting me, lending them to me. But, yeah, they're some amazing young men.
So what she left out is that they are heroes because they pulled a man out of a burning house fire. They rescued him, and he was disabled, and they thought that he needed help because they know him, and they knew him, but they were just happened to be going down the street and jumped out of their car to help this disabled person that was in a house fire. And rescued him. So they've been getting, you know, hero status for the last month or so. So that's great. That's the part you left out, Keila. So
yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's great. That's great. Yeah. Yep. So hey, we're gonna see where this goes. We're gonna stay tuned for that for sure. And so we know that you've been a mom that has been very instrumental in their learning and just being at the school and just on site for everything that they need. You have given them exactly what they need to make it, and that's what they're doing. Okay. So thank you,
yeah.
And much blessings in the November 8th election. You won before with them pulling the signs up, and you'll win again. already said and done. Yeah. Okay, so that's it for the Bring Back the Family show today on Friday. And just thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to, try this for a month or two and see how it go. We got work to do. We got a lot of work to do. Bring Back the Family is here for the youth. And we all have work to do. They need our help, and we need to give them what they need to make it, okay? So, all right. And we will see you next Friday, 7 o'clock to 8:30. This is the first show, and look forward to seeing you guys next Friday. Be blessed. We have work to do.